We ate like idiots. We need to diet like idiots. We ate like idiots. We need to diet like idiots. My buddy Andy said that. I have so many friends who were just like me. We ate the sad with a vengeance. We ate donuts, pizza, and cheeseburgers like starving monkeys in a dumpster behind the Mall of America. Now with Cray-Ray, a lot of us have fixed that. As I write this, this book isn't out yet. Heavy, huh? But people have heard us talking on Penn Sunday School about how we eat and have seen our little articles in the press here and there. And every night after our show, with just that little info out there, people come up to me and brag about how they've lost a shit ton of weight, in some way inspired by us. They take out their phones and show me pictures of the two of us standing together just a couple of years ago, both of us fat fucks. And they're eager to take another picture of us together, both of us no longer fat fucks. People really want to eat better. I was trying to add up how much weight has been lost by just my close friends. Joe lost 150 pounds. Andy lost like 70. Godot is around there, too. Matt's over 100. Rich is about 40. Rich is like 60. Michael is at 30. Cyan and Sherry did about 20 each. Easy did 20. Frank was over 50, I think. And Brian was about 50. Tim and Leslie did over 100 together. BJ was over 70. And there's a lot I'm forgetting. I bet just with close friends like that, we've lost over a half ton. God damn. Keep exaggerating a little, and my close friends have lost the weight of a cow dressed as an elephant. So many of my friends have gotten on Cray-Ray's nutty bandwagon that we'll probably end up hitting a ton. I have so many friends who are dying from eating like idiots, and now we are living from dieting like idiots. We try to fight full-out orthorexia by doing our RNAs now and again, but it's definitely a cult thing. We are the ex-smokers who can smell cigarette smoke in the breeze a football field away and have to run over and give the poor asshole advice about quitting. Cray-Ray's first rule of Cray-Ray, don't talk about Cray-Ray, has fallen way away. Every couple of years, Penn and Teller do a Florida mini-tour. We hit Orlando, Melbourne, West Palm, and cities like that, and play a hard rock or two in a casino and regional theater. During the tour, I get to see one of my oldest and dearest friends. Crazy Kramer. I guess that should be Crazy Kramer with K's. Kramer was a dark horse for the title of lifelong friend. He's a superstar record producer, and I knew him first through his music. When we did our last bacon and donuts party with my No God band, Kramer was there to play a song or two with us. While the stage was being set up, we had a private moment in the corner. He took my guitar and played and sang his song, 9 minus 7 is 2, while looking into my eyes. I have a friend in a nut house in Paris, strapped to his bed all alone. Pack up your troubles and sail away. Yankee, it's time to go home. I wish my father could see me now, see what a guitar can do. The combination of pure art and longtime love would have killed a lesser man. I'm proud that I just sobbed. John Lennon singing Revolution No. 1 in the room with me right now, with Hendrix adding a lead line, could not have moved me more. As the years have gone by, our friendship has grown way beyond music. Kramer's art and his heart have merged with mine. We were 1980s New York City friends driving around at super speeds in his Jaguar chasing models. He moved to Florida to help the amazing Randy do his skeptic thing and then just stayed there. He still flies around the world to produce any young band that wants help to sound their best, and then the Yankee comes home to FLA and reads and fishes. Like me, Kramer's getting gray, and we both still have our impotent ponytails. When we first met, Kramer was a pothead, and I was starting to get fat. Now Kramer's as drug-free as me, and I'm nearly as skinny as he. Kramer is one of the few friends who loved me enough to point out that I was too fat, and said he didn't want me to die because of it. I didn't listen because Kramer is a hippie. Kramer thinks that if he even has a taste of steak, he'll die. I always made fun of the way Kramer ate. We all made fun of his hippie shit. It's coming up on my birthday. My deadlines in this book are right around my 61st birthday, March 5th, 2016. In the 12 months since I went from loss to maintenance, there was one time when my weight was up as high as 13 pounds above my target. I sure didn't like that. But I know now what to do. I can dial it right back down. Right now, I'm a couple pounds under my target, and I like that. Last year, my birthday, I felt great, but I looked gaunt and sickly. My neck had more skin hanging off it than a 60-year-old man should have. My face has since filled back out, and my neck is tightened up. Cray-Ray's low-calorie, no-exercise program left me weak, but this year I have a different kind of muscle on my arms than I ever had before. I have real, useful muscle now. Every week I do these super slow-mo push-ups and some weightlifting exercises that Jason Garfield got me doing. And now I have the arms I want. They aren't as big as they once were, but the muscle is defined, and I'm much stronger. I do that torturous slow-mo stuff every Monday for 8 minutes and then take a week to recover. And by the next Monday, I'm stronger. Add in my New York Times app-driven 7-minute workouts, and my formal exercise totals 29 minutes a week. Cray-Ray says the opposite of sedentary is not exercise, but rather active. I'm active. I play with my children, I bound up the stairs, I practice juggling, and I do the show with more energy and jumping around than ever before. I live active, and I throw in that half hour of exercise a week just to make Jason happy. A month before this upcoming birthday, I was sitting out on my tiny hotel balcony in West Palm in the middle of the night, watching the rain fall into the ocean and talking to Kramer and his wife, Valerie. I loved them both. My weight loss and health had Kramer choked up with joy. We were old friends who might get a little older together because of my changes in lifestyle. Kramer was pumping me for info. He was telling me that every couple of weeks he has a piece of fish, and once a week he likes a nice big slice of bread with butter. Oh, and pasta. He likes pasta now and again, too. Once in a while, some yogurt. He was confessing to me, the diet expert. I was testifying to Kramer about how bread and butter and fish and pasta and dairy and even his beloved honey were not good. They were not part of the program. He was concerned. He wanted to learn from me. Valerie and Kramer wanted to eat better, be healthier. After they left, I realized we were ass backward. Kramer has been skinny and healthy since he left high school and went to study music with some Buddhist monks or some shit. He likes to carry on about a great kale salad and a wonderful piece of cauliflower. When I used to take him out to a steakhouse, he'd have a piece of salmon and chatter about how wonderful and rare for him it was. Kramer didn't really exercise, but he'd walk every day to his favorite fishing spot, catch fish, and throw them back. He doesn't eat that shit. And then he'd walk home. Kramer's an old fucking hippie. Kramer's the person we all made fun of. Now Kramer's the person we all want to be. I have all my RNAs all planned out to enjoy a steak every month or so, and Kramer has a piece of fish when he feels like it. Loves a little honey in his tea, and has some butter on his bread and a bowl of pasta now and again. This book is not written for Kramer. The last thing I want to do is thrust the other side of my pendulum crazy on Kramer. He's healthy, and his relationship with food is perfect. He doesn't need to think about this shit. He is, like Bob Dylan, playing guitar without tricks. He's just doing it. I don't know if this book is written for you. I know for sure that my diet now is crazy. It's the way an idiot would diet. It's draconian and superstitious and, yeah, a little bit orthorexic. I know a lot about magical thinking, and this is it. I watch people eat turkey sandwiches backstage, and I feel sorry for them. I think they're killing themselves. I watch people eat snacks and think they're crazy. I know that's wrong. Eating shouldn't be a thing. Eating is as natural as breathing. We just created a world where some of us were hyperventilating pure O2 all the time. I started this book by saying that you shouldn't take health advice from a Vegas magician. You shouldn't take diet advice from a fat fuck. And Kramer shouldn't take diet advice from a reformed fat fuck. I'm a zealot wearing a broccoli suicide vest to a Burger King. I know parts of this book are dead wrong. I just don't know what parts those are. I know I used to be sick all the time and felt like shit all the time, and now I'm healthy and feel wonderful all the time. It's not magical thinking to think that diet got me here, but I'm certainly no healthier than Kramer. I can't say I hope some of this book helped you because I hope you don't need help. I hope you're healthy like Kramer. But if you are eating like a fucking idiot, maybe you need to diet like a fucking idiot. My way isn't the only way or the best way or the way I'll be doing in a few years, but I don't want to go back to being a fat fuck. That is stupider than what I'm doing now. If you're a stupid fat fuck now, talk to your doctor, read Cray-Ray's book, and consider doing something about it. Then maybe after my show sometime, we'll take a picture together. Two former fat fucks trying to be like an old hippie in Florida. As another old hippie said, eat whole plants, take walks. Arrows of neon and flashing marquees on a main street. Chicago, New York, Detroit, and it's all on the same street. Kramer and I both hate the fucking dead. But let's all try to make this long, strange trip a little longer and stranger. Okay, Crazy Kramer? Thanks, Crazy Ray.